Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients, especially, you know, as it gets colder outside and we're a little bit more sluggish, often tell me that they need a cup of coffee to get them going. And coffee has a lot of benefits for some people, but it can also have some negative effects. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So about 90% of adults in North America actually consume caffeine daily, and nearly 80% of American adults actually consume about 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine a day. So that's about equal to about two or three cups of coffee a day. So, you know, coffee we know is a natural stimulant. It can give you a boost of energy, but there's often a lot of other effects that it can have on your body, and everybody metabolizes caffeine a little bit differently, so the effects can vary between individuals. So naturally occurring sources of caffeine include cocoa pods, that's used to make chocolate, coffee beans, something called kola nut, and sometimes that's used to flavor soft drinks, and it's often used in some particular supplements, tea leaves, medication, and we often see synthetic forms of caffeine in some commercial products, for example, that are sometimes different supplements and boosting energy drinks. So, you know, the signs that you've consumed too much coffee include things like agitation, anxiety, headache, insomnia, and those are kind of short-term effects. But certainly the long-term effects of too much caffeine includes caffeine dependency. It can actually have an effect on conception, a delayed conception if people are trying to conceive, for example. It can actually exacerbate symptoms of an overactive bladder. So I often do see, for example, seniors coming in where they're complaining about overactive bladder, increase incidence of caffeine-induced insomnia. So certainly if you're having trouble sleeping or staying asleep, reducing your coffee consumption can certainly help. And there is an increased risk of osteoporosis because it actually interferes with calcium absorption. So typically with individuals, sometimes we do specific testing to see how their genetics might be metabolizing certain foods and even caffeine. So sometimes people will have slow metabolism of certain enzymes in their liver, and some people will have fast metabolizing using certain enzymes. So it's very interesting to kind of look at that and see how caffeine affects the body. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about whether caffeine or coffee is good for them, or if they should cut down their caffeine, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, I never knew that caffeine could affect so many different things. If you're interested in pursuing the conversation about whether coffee is good for you or not and see how it affects you, give Dr. Betty a call at 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. She'll give you a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. The number one last time, 905-707-2001. Thank you very much for that information about caffeine, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.